They say their project would provide energy security, but it won't be cheap gas because LNG is an expensive form of gas. The one thing they did admit was that they would be importing fracked gas, which goes against the Victorian government's supposed ban on fracking. Many of Viva's positions deserve to be challenged, and a different vision for Geelong needed to be presented. The team that I helped form and lead worked to counter these claims and tell the story about how Geelong could have a better future with renewables, not gas. People stepped up from right across our town and beyond to share their skills and talents and showed that they wanted a different future. We wrote letters, met with local MPs, organised rallies, had town hall meetings and community protest picnics, online webinars, the whole lot, so that people could participate in the environmental effects statement process. Through our organising, we mobilised over 2,000 people to write a submission to the inquiry being held into the terminal. Viva had a budget 1,000 times larger than ours, and they only managed to get two supporting submissions for their proposal. It turns out that money can't buy social licence. And after a long inquiry process and months of deliberation, the Victorian government decided last week that Viva's documentation was so poor that it couldn't make a decision. This is a massive vindication for the concerns that we have been expressing for the last 2 years. Now Viva has to go back to the drawing board, do further studies and start again. So it's climate and community one and Viva zero at the moment, but the battle isn't won. Because there's another gas terminal proposal lined up behind it. So even if we manage to knock off Viva, we've got to find another one. Which brings me to the final point. How do we stop these guys for good? If we accept that the science says that there's climate change happening and that we need to reduce emissions, it's madness to continue to approve fossil fuel projects. We need stronger environmental laws, which mean that you can't start new fossil fuel projects during a climate emergency. It's simple. Too much time and energy is being wasted fighting projects whose only benefit is to enrich a few people for a very short period of time. We need our governments to support people and our community to transition off gas in a just and fair way. Currently, tenants are left to the mercy of their landlords, living in energy-efficient and unhealthy homes, reliant on expensive fossil gas and paying exorbitant energy bills as the cost of gas skyrockets due to the Ukraine war. We need climate justice for tenants so that everyone can benefit from the energy transition upon us. We need to stop the new gas connections to new homes. It makes no climate, health or financial sense to continue doing this. And we need our government to be upfront about the harmful effects of using fossil gas in homes so consumers are making informed choices about their home heating and cooking. So I'm asking you to join this fight. We have so little time left to ensure a safe climate, and every decision becomes a vote for the kind of world you want to live in. Every hour we use and every dollar we spend as a society facilitating the use and propping up fossil fuels is a waste and starves funding and attention from the projects, businesses and people that we desperately need to support. So join whatever climate group you want, but we'd love your input if you live in Geelong and want to join ACF Geelong. So we need you to help us all get off gas for good. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally. ExxonMobil, BP, Shell, take your oil, go to hell. ExxonMobil, BP, Shell, take your oil, go to hell. ExxonMobil, BP, Shell,
take your oil, go to hell.
ExxonMobil, BP, Shell,
take your oil, go to hell.
ExxonMobil, BP, Shell,
take your oil, go to hell.
ExxonMobil, BP, Shell,
take your oil, go to hell.
ExxonMobil, BP, Shell,
take your oil, go to hell.
Woo! Next up, just before we march, we're going to hear from Neo. Neo's a student activist and a member of the National Labour Students. Take it away, Neo.
Good afternoon, comrades, brothers and sisters and siblings. I'd like to start today by acknowledging that we are meeting on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. and I'd like to acknowledge that this land was stolen and never ceded. We also recognise that the effect that the climate crisis has already had on Indigenous culture and community, especially during this time of national conversation on recognition, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. My name's Neo. I was born and raised in Geelong, and I'm a member of the National Labor Students. I have always been a proud union member, and I'm also proud to have come from a manufacturing family and a manufacturing town. So I'd like to thank you all for coming out here today to join in the struggle to end the destruction of our environment and our planet and our communities. We know at the centre of this fight, there are thousands of workers trapped between current work in fossil fuel industries and the unknown of a renewable transition, who have been carefully propagandised to by multinational corporations as being in conflict with the idea of transition. But as workers, we know that the carbon industry has long been a blight on the history of human civilization, with dust on the lungs, mine collapses and mine fires, spoil slips burying whole towns, and now the very air of the Latrobe Valley being poisoned by mercury. Shame, absolutely, shame. Now, on top of all that, we face the destruction of human life as we know it. And yet the powerful and the wealthy claim to be sticking up for the honest worker by defending King Coal. We only need to look to our backyards to see the destruction these corporations have wrought onto us. Last year, I travelled to Morwell, a town long dependent on the coal industry, where I met with comrades and friends to talk over a cup of tea. I heard heartbreaking stories of how when mines were privatised and shut in 2017, not as part of a renewable transition, but as a purely economic choice to grow profits, thousands of workers were immediately sentenced to poverty. Some were debt-trapped after buying cars the day before the company shut down the mine. And many more were forced to sell their homes or move interstate to find work. And some even took their own lives. It reduced me to tears, but made me think, this is the sign, not of one industry blotted with wrongs, but of a whole system which working people are an afterthought, our unions are attacked, and we have no say over our work, no control over our lives. And as we slide deeper and deeper into the climate crisis, we know we only have to look to the history books to know who will suffer. It's not in the mansions of Toorak or the penthouses of the inner city that the climate crisis will be felt. It's not the financiers, CEOs and bankers who will suffer. It's in working communities, in Laverton, Thomastown, Geelong or Altona who will suffer. It's workers' homes in Lismore who have been swept away. It is workers who have to care for burn victims and bushfires. And it is workers who are dying of heat stroke on the farms. Shame, absolutely shame. And it is workers who will be killed when the mines collapse. And it is workers who have to go without in drought. And it is workers who will be sent to die in their wars for land and resources. It is us, and always us, who bear the brunt of the mistakes of the wealthy classes of this country. So I ask you, is this fair? Is this just?
No.
Is this the way things have to be?
No.
Certainly not. We have been presented in this crisis an opportunity not just to build a few solar panels over here or a few wind farms over there, but for a total reimagining of society as we know it. A just transition, therefore, is not about the newest wave of capitalists taking their place, but a social revolution in which energy, transport, banks and education are run for public good, where the workers are where workplaces are controlled by workers, where we care for the world around us, where we value the work of teachers and nurses, where women are equal and free, where discrimination is abolished, where Indigenous culture and knowledge are revered and protected, and a future where we stand together to say we do not thirst for the blood of other workers in other lands. We only want to build a peaceful and prosperous society here and wherever we may lend a hand. This is the objective, the light on the hill which the Labor Party long ago claimed, but has long since lost in the mire of pragmatism and politics. But the victory is not always to the party pragmatists and the faceless men, but to the true believers like all of us here who struggle on to create a better world. Thank you all very much and keep the faith, comrades!
One, two, three, fuck the ALP! One, two, three,
fuck the ALP!
One, two, three,
fuck the ALP!
Four, five, six,
fuck the ALP!
All right, we're about to march, everyone! We're just going to have one very quick announcement from Extinction Rebellion. We're going to be talking about the time we need to take back to the streets and take back and cause disruption to win climate justice.
Thank you, everybody. My name's Mark. I'm from Extinction Rebellion. I won't take up too much more of your time because the incredible speakers at today's rally have made the points for me. We know the situation is fucked. But I want to spell something out for you. Professor Will Steffen, who unfortunately died this year, an incredible luminary in the world of climate scientists, told us, we are facing the collapse of our global civilization, a precipitous drop in the human population. In short, hell on earth. That is what we are facing, people. I have been in the climate activism space for a number of years now, and I've learned a couple of things. One day marches, very encouraging, very strong, very powerful, but not enough. They will ignore us. But if we disrupt, as we must, if we get in the way, as we must, while our numbers are small, they will crush us. Because they have shown that they are more interested in throwing us in jail if we stand up for a habitable planet than accepting their responsibilities. And so we in Extinction Rebellion have a pitch for you. We have an ask. We want you to check out these posters on all these polls that say Occupy for Climate. We are going to occupy a CBD location in late May, but we are not going to do it unless we get 1,000 people committed to stay there with us. When our numbers are low, they will crush us. But with our numbers large, with ourselves ready to go, with the solidarity that we can find amongst each other, we will be unstoppable. So, come up and talk to anyone that you see with a flag. We've got cards with the details on them. Scan the QR codes or go to the address on the posters that say Occupy for Climate. Make the commitment, and we'll see you in May. Thank you.
All right, everyone, let's take our message to the streets. If everyone stop forming up behind the banner just over here, we're going to march down Swanston Street. And let's chant as we do so. No more coal, no more oil. Keep the carbon in the soil. No more coal, no more oil. 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 Come on, we can do better than that. No more coal, no more oil.
Keep the carbon in the soil.
No more coal, no more oil. No more coal, no more oil. No more coal, no more oil.
Keep the carbon in the soil.
No more coal, no more oil.
Keep the carbon in the soil.
No more coal, no more oil.
Keep the carbon in the soil.
No more coal, no more oil.